Today is Daf Lamed Hey, from Lamed Dalet on the Beis, up to the word Gufa, the very bottom. Gufa. We just said it a few minutes ago. We ended up yesterday's discussion the following issue. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Kos Echad Haya Memale Midam Hatarovet. There was one cup that was like a catch-all, excuse the pun, it was like a catch-all cup that the Kahanim would try to fill, even a drop or two, from each carbon Pesach, so that in case the real cup of dam of a particular carbon Pesach would spill, and there wasn't time, and it was so busy, and there was so much other dam there, at least they would have a little bit to scoop up to be able to sprinkle on the Mizbeach, so that that carbon Pesach doesn't have to go to the trash. That's what we said yesterday. Right? Good morning.
Shem Yishpach Echad Mehem. If one would spill, Nimsa Shehu Machshiro,
this cup would come and save that carbon.
Amrulo to Rabbi Yehuda.
So the Chachamim said back to Yehuda, "V'halalo miskabel b'kli." Maybe the dam was never miskabel in the kli at all. The halacha is that in order for this gimmick of picking it up off the floor and putting it into a cup to work, it has to first be in a kli. If it goes from the neck straight onto the floor, you're not allowed to scoop it up. So how do you know that it went like that?
The Gemara says, "Medayati."
How do you know that it fell onto the floor first?
The Gemara says, "Well, no, you're right. El Shemalon is gobbling.
Maybe that happened. Maybe it fell onto the floor first, right?"
The Gemara says, "Yeah, you're right. Afadi lo marti el kishen is gobbling the cleat."
Says the Gemara, "You're right. I'm only talking about where it went into a cleat. You're right. If it falls into the floor first, you're right. I mean, then there's nothing you can do. If that happens, nothing you can do."
The Gemara says, "Bagufa mina yade."
How did Yehuda know? How was he so confident that 99% of the time it would first go into a cup before it fell on the floor? How could he say that? How could he be so bold? So the Gemara says, "You know what? Kanim's reason. The Kanim were very zaris. They were very, very fastidious. They were very, very careful. So if they're so careful, how does it spill? So careful." So the answer is exactly. Va'avadayin haya. The work was very, very busy. It was very rushed. They're not spilling out of carelessness. Just the opposite. They're spilling because they're so zealous. And therefore, ubishtafid, it would fall, it would spill. So to come out of the behemoth, that you can take that to the bank. The Kahanim are going to make sure that the blood goes into a cup first. What happened later? They're running. Yeah, because they're running. So maybe it spilled. But if it spills, you have a catch-all, and that's okay.
So the Gemara says, now, follow Dam Tamsis Mu'urfo, which is Dam Tamsis mixed in this cup.
Dam Tamsis, I'm not using English, is any dam that's not the lifeblood dam. The lifeblood dam is the dam that exits first. That's the first dam that comes out of the behemoth. That's the Dam Tisrika. Then after that, you have Dam Tamsis. So it could very well be, very probable, that Dam Tamsis was mixed up with this dam. If that's the case, right, now what do they do now?
Right. What? Right. So
somehow, I'm not exactly sure how. Somehow there was a fear that in this catch-all cup, it was Dam Tamsis mixed in. That's the chashash. However, that happened.
So kick it up off the floor.
Fine. So Behuda Latime. So Behuda says, Dam Tamsis is not unfit.
Dam the Amar, Dam Tamsis, Kari Dam.
It is good Dam.
The Tanya, Dam Tamsis Batara.
The Tanakhama says that if you drink Dam Tamsis, are you allowed to do that?
Not allowed to do that.
Batara. You get courage for that?
No.
You only get courage for Dam Hanefesh. You're not allowed to drink Dam Tamsis, you don't get courage for it.
But Yehuda Bekar, Omer Bekarit.
No, you do get courage. You know why? Because he treats Dam Tamsis exactly the same. What do you see? He treats it the same. He treats it the same by Kabbalah. He treats it the same by Isher of eating Dam. It's all the same.
The Gemara says, no. Rahamar Belazar, it's not the same. Mode Rabbi Yehuda, Le'inyan Kapara, She'ena Mechaper. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Dam Tamsis is not Machaper, Shenebar, Ki Adam Hu Anefesh Yichaper, Dam Sha Anefesh Yotzibo Kari Dam. Dam where the life comes out. That's the initial Dam. That's called Dam. Shein Anefesh Yotzibo Ein Kari Dam. The later Dam is not. It's not called, Dam Tamsis is not a Kapara. So how on earth could it be Dam Tamsis in this cup? And yet it's going to be a catch-all to save any spilling. Ella, Rehuda L'tanei, Dharma was said, Ein dam avatal dam. Rabbi Yehuda holds, min benino is not vatal. If I have 1,000 gallons of milk, and 1 gallon of pig milk falls in, it's not vatal. It doesn't hold from bittel. Now, when it comes to kashrus, it's an extremely machmer shita. Extremely machmer shita. 1 ounce falls in, it does not vatal. And we don't know where the ounce is. You can't drink the whole 1,000 gallons. And here it turns out to be a cooler. Why? Because the dam and the dam tamsis don't mix. They're not buzzing each other. So when you sprinkle, you sprinkle regular dam. Yeah. Right. Right. Right, but that's... Right, I hear you. The whole concept of dam tamsis is difficult. The first 1 second is good. And after that, it's very difficult. But that's what the halacha is. Right. So if Yehuda said, fine, Yehuda said, it doesn't, it's not bottle anyway. I'm going to come to the cash, I'm very mad. It's not bottle. Min bimino is not bottle. Therefore, you don't have a bit, you don't have a combination problem. They're not combined. They're all separate. So Amar and Yehuda, so wait a minute. So the Brechem, according to all this, Lama Pokikin Hazara. Why would they lock the gate? Why would they lock the door in the Hazara on Erev Pesach? Allow the accumulation of so much blood. For what purpose? Scooping it up off the floor? He says, you don't do that. So the Gemara says, Amru lo, you're right, Shevach hu levnei Aaron, it's a Shevach for the children of Aaron, Sheyahalchu ad arkuvo sehen bedam. It's unbelievable that they're walking knee deep in blood. Why is that unbelievable? So the Minchas Bikurim says, because they're not turned off by that. That's not a turn off. Right? They're not disgusted by that. We're frankly disgusted by that, right? Because the Beit HaMikdash doesn't mean anything to us, because we've been without it for so long that we can't appreciate how this could be considered a Sheva. We just can't appreciate it. To us, having a nice matzah, having a nice esrog, we appreciate that. We don't appreciate this at all. Clean. We think this is barbaric, right? That's because we don't have the yisodos of what it means to be a Jew. In relationship to the Beit HaMikdash. That's part of what it means to be a Goy. Sorry to say that. That's what it is. Learning Torah, we appreciate. Tefillin, we appreciate. We get the best tefillin for our kids. When it comes to the Beit HaMikdash, it's we view it as a temple with sacrifices and priests, and we can't appreciate the spiritual part of it. Even Rav Pinkus says that. The Beit HaMikdash is one huge butcher shop. It's a huge butcher shop. That's all it is. Not all it is. What it is, it's a butcher shop, right? How are you supposed, physically, it's a butcher shop. He calls it that, he calls it a butcher shop. He's calling it that as a Muslim. How are you supposed to get inspiration from a butcher shop? Go to the butcher shop on 10th level, you're not going to get inspired being in there. But it's not going to be an inspirational thing. It's just not. The answer is because we're so far removed from what the basement is all about. We're so far removed from it. It's a classic example. Okay, said enough. So the Gemara said, what? Yeah. We do that all the time. We're going to do X to demonstrate Y. We'll do that all the time. Exactly. We're going to do X. We're going to eat karpas to demonstrate that the tears, right? We do that all the time. We're going to do X to put ourselves in the mood. So walking knee deep in blood is an extreme way of demonstrating, look how much we love this avodah. It's an extreme way of demonstrating it. On Erev Pesach, on the Yontif of our Geula, you can have a whole Shabbat Hillel Joshua about this, right? 100%. I'm sure it's been done in history, right? So the Gemara says, "Aye, b'have dam have chatzitza." But isn't the dam a chatzitza? How could they walk on that? It's a chatzitza. So the Gemara says, "No, lachu. It's wet. V'lo have chatzitza na chatzitza." The time there, because we learned that in a brisa, dam. Blood, D.O., ink, dvash, honey, chalav, milk, Yveshit, if it's all dry, choset, that's a chatzitza. Lachin, in choset. If it's wet, it's not a chatzitza. Now, the next Gemara is a little bit, it has a little bit of suspended animation for this. Wait a minute. It says the Gemara, Vahaka, metavsi, meinayim. But the clothes are going to get dirty. The clothes are going to get bloody. The tnan, the tanya, how you begada mitushtashin, if the begadim get dirty, and yet you do the avoda, avodasa psula. It's possible. Someone asked me earlier across the street, but every time they shefted an animal, they got dirty, no? The blood splattered. What do you do about that? So then why is this considered dirty? So I think we actually did the whole mishnayot about the clothing. We're going to get to that. Anyway, v'chi tema, so I would have answered, well, this is part of the exception. And there are Pesach, it's part of the Sheva. They wanted to say that. V'chi tema, the medali lahu. So what do? You roll up the pants, you shouldn't get dirty. That can't be. But Tanya, it says in the Torah, mido bad, mido, it's got to fit you. Shloyachsev, shloyachsev, it can't be too short, it can't be too long. You can't roll them up. So the Gemara says, no. The only time that they would be knee-deep in dam, only one time. Beholacha tevarim lekevesh. When they would be taking the limbs up the ramp. The lav avod, that's not an avod. The Gemara says, hello, it's not an avod. Sure, it's an avod. Votanya, zikri v'kone takol, zeholacha tevarim lekevesh. The Gemara says, you're right. Ella, you're right, that's not an avod. This is an avod. That's an avodah. This is not an avodah. Ella, holachas etim l'ma'aracha. Bringing the wood on the ma'aracha. The lav avodah. That's not an avodah. So when they would bring extra wood onto the mizbech, they would do that knee-deep in dam. Aye, they're getting dirty, but not an avodah, so it's okay. The Gemara to answer that question in a second. Aye, v'lavodah hechi ozli. What about when they're doing avodah? The avodah is blown all over the place. How can they do avodah? It's still going to get wet. The Gemara says, this is why you have to have suspended belief, suspended animation. Ugly, Aitstabi, they would walk on raised stone that was above the floor. So what are these stones? Are these stones here the rest of the year? You know, what kind of hazards are these? What is this? Right? Right, you can't walk on silk. That's a chatzitza. You can't walk on something else. These stones are built in. Somebody asked me, wait a minute, didn't we learn that if the stone is missing, you're not allowed to do the vote either? What are these high stones? What is that? What is this? We're worthy. As I said, in theory, in practice, how does this work out? What are these stones? Right. But they're not allowed to get dirty. Right, so where are these blocks? I understand. And with these blocks here during the rest of the year, all year round, for the only Erev Pesach, I understand. They can't just okay. We're going to import blocks just for Erev Pesach to create a chatzitza. It doesn't make sense. It's a hesber. Yeah. You know, like a video game. You just put. As I told you, it's a very... Yeah, exactly. And by the way, I looked in the book, there's no picture of this. There's no picture. Maybe not a picture of this, no picture. Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay, next Mishnah. Ready? Hashochet es hazevach. If somebody shecht an animal, lechol davar she'ein darko lechol, to eat with a pickle intent, to eat something not edible. The reason why, Chief Justice, I'm starting a brand new mission. I'll start over for you. Hashochet es hazevach. If somebody shecht an animal, lechol davar she'ein darko lechol, with the pickle intent to eat something not edible. The reason why it's not edible is because it's supposed to be burnt, not because it's not edible. It's supposed to be burnt, so it's not edible to you. Or, lahakdir davar she'ein darko lahakdir. Or, to burn something that's not supposed to be burnt, like the meat. Kosher, that's kosher. You know why that's kosher? Because that's not pickle. It's not pickle. Rabbi Eliezer Posel, he holds it is pickle. Okay? Posel. It's Posel because according to him, you can transfer what you could eat taught the Mizbeach Kiri. Therefore, if you have intent to eat something which the Mizbeach should eat, that's Tegel. And vice versa. If you have intent that the Mizbeach is going to get burnt, it's going to burn something that you are supposed to eat, that's also yes, Tegel. Kozel, because it's Tegel. Next. Lechol, Davar, Shadarko, Lechol. You have an intent to eat something that's edible. Ulahaktir, Uvit, Lahaktir, Davar, Shadarko, Lahaktir. And to burn something that's supposed to be burnt. At the wrong place, at the wrong time. Pachos mikazayis, again kosher. Why? It's too small. Lechol chatzidayis, ulahaftir chatzidayis, to eat half and to burn half. Einach kosher, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? She'ein achila v'haktara mitzarfin. Achila and haktara do not combine to give you the shear. Okay? So far, so good. Now, hashoche, that's hazeva. If somebody eats a zeva, somebody shech the carbon. Lechol kedayis min ha'ar, with the intent to eat a kedayis of the hide, which by the way is not edible, or min ha'rotev, or kedayis of the gravy, which is considered not part of the animal. Or min ha'kipa, I don't know what this means, the sediments from the pot. Min ha'alal, again, it's considered not edible, or it's not part of the animal. Min ha'alal, or from a vein in the neck, which is not edible. Min ha'atzamos, bones, min ha'gidin, sinews, min ha'karnayim, horns, min ha'tafliyim, hoofs, chutz luzmano v'chutz lumkomo. All these cases, kosher. The carbon is kosher. Why is the carbon kosher? The carbon's kosher because it's simply not edible. Therefore, it's not edible. The ein chayav alei mishum pigel, you're not chayav for pigel. The noser, if you leave this over, you're not chayav noser. You know why? Because it's not considered basar. Also, the tame. If you're a tame person, you touch this hoof, it doesn't make the hoof tame. You know why? Because it's not considered basar. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. Hashochet et hamukdashim. If someone shecht a female carbon, lechol shalil, to eat the shalil. Shalil is the fetus. Oshilia, or the afterbirth. Bachot, outside, lo pigel. That's not pigel. Rashi says on the Mishnah that the reason it's not pigel is because it's not considered part of the animal. Why? Because it's going to come out. The baby's going to come out. So it's not considered part of the carbon. In the Gemara, in 10 minutes from now, 5 minutes from now, Rashi's going to say it's not edible because people don't eat it. It's edible. It's not like wood, or it's not like a hook, which is mamish not edible. Nobody eats this. It's repulsive. Therefore, the whole discussion, why Rashi gives two different reasons. Right, we're not talking about that. Right. That's a separate thing. Right, it's a separate thing. What? It says bachot. It means lomkomo olizmano. It says it starts its role. Okay? Lo pigel. You don't make pigel. Right? Now, Hamolek as hatorin, if somebody does malika on a bird, which is the equivalent of a shechita on a bird, lechol beitein bachot, with the intent to eat the eggs that are inside, outside the zman, outside the place, again, low pigel, it's no pigel. Why not? Because it's considered already removed from the mother. Okay? They're inside. Yeah. Chalav, mukdashin, what about the milk that's inside the udder? Or beit torin, or eggs. Ein chayav alei mishum pigel. You're not chayav for pigel. Again, it's considered detached. Or v'noser, that's not noser. V'tame, if you're tame and you touch those eggs, don't make the eggs tame. You don't make kachim tame. All good. Okay. I don't know. Probably one of the five hardest Gemaras we've had so far. This is excellent. Ready? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said the following statement. We've got to get this statement down pat. This statement is key. Pigel bezeva. You have a machshava pigel when you sheft an animal. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, shachto, you sheft it, al menas, on condition, le'echol o lahaktir chutz lezmano. standard case of pigel. What? Back to the Gemara. Nispagel hashalil. You make the shalil also the subject of pigel. Back to Rashi. Ha'ochel mehashalil chayim. If you eat the shalil, you're chayim. Next. Bashalil. If you have a pigel machshava on the shalil itself. Rashi. Back to Rashi. Sheshachar es hazeva. You eat shechtis carbon almanas on condition le'echol min hashalil to eat the shalil chutz l'zman. There are two ways you can have pigel. A lot of ways. You shecht the animal on condition I'm going to eat part of this animal in a week from now. And you eat the shalil in a week from now. That's pigel. What about the reverse case? You have in mind, I can't wait to eat this shalil a week from now. Says the Gemara, says Rebbe Elazar, lo nispagel hazevach. Right? Rashi, lo nispagel hazevach. Kasava Rebbe Elazar, shalil gufe tizvicha hava. The shalil is part of the behema, part of the mother. Why? The ubor yerech imahu, because an ubor is considered part of the mother. Umihu ein machshavaso mitzvagel hazevach. The machshava thought on the shalil will not ruin the shalil. Will not ruin the carbon. Why? The davar she'ein darko lechelhu. This is something that's not edible. You know why? Deruba de'inchi lo achlile. Most people don't eat it. Okay? Most people don't eat this. The shalil atzmo lo nispagel. The shalil itself doesn't become pigel. Midiktani matnita. Like our Mishnah said. Lecho shalil o shalil bachut lo pigel. You got that? What? First line of what? Pigel bezevach. What? Right. Right. If you have a general machshava, it'll offer even the things that's not edible. Like the shalil. If you have a specific machshava about something not edible, it will not pass all the carbon. That's the principle. If you don't get that, we're lost. We're going to say this exact same principle two more times.
Yeah.
Rashi, that's why I read the Rashi. You have you shechted al manas o lahakhtir le'echol chutz l'zman. To eat what? You don't specify. I can't wait to eat this carbon later in the week. And then later in the week, you eat the shalil. Only. Pigle. However, if you have a mouse, I can't wait to eat the shalil next week, I can't wait. And then you eat the shalil or any other part of the carver next week, not pigle. You know why? Because the shalil is not edible. So your machshava was nothing. Got that? That's key. Exactly. By the way, I'm not sure if the logic makes sense or not. Could be some could say yes and some could say doesn't it. This is what he says. I'm just telling you what he says. If you have a general machshava, it'll ruin, and you'll be over-pigle if you eat something specific, even though it's not edible. But if you have a specific intent to eat something not edible, it's nothing. Okay? It won't, and what you and the specific machshava is something not edible, it won't create pigle. We have the same principle now, two more times. Number two. Pigel bi'olil. Okay? Now, I said in the Mishnah that an olil is not edible. That's only true by the behemoth. But by a bird, it is edible. So, pigel bi'olil. I have a machshava to eat the olil at a wrong time. I was mafagel by the olil. Nispagel ma'ora, mura. It'll ruin, it'll create pigel even if I eat a different part of the bird. Which is not edible, by the way. Rashi. Alol, shall oath. It's a bird. We're never going to finish. Royal achila, hu tarchefa. Mora, but if it's a crop, the mora. Lo chadil achila. That's not edible. The pirsha ba'almahu. It's, I don't know what, refuse. Hilkach, therefore, machshava di day, Machshava dida, a machshava on it, lo misfagla, is not going to create pigle. Mihu, however, hecha dinisfagel ha'ov al yedei davar acher, if I have pigle on something else, like tomorrow, general pigle, kivun de inki inchi de achli, chayav olav kare. Sometimes people eat that. They're starving to eat it. It will create kare. It's the exact same principle. Okay? Bimora, lo misfagel olo. Okay? Case number three. Pigle be'emurin. If I have a pigle machshava regarding burning the emurin of an animal. Okay? By the way, one proviso. We're now talking about what's called parim hanisrapim. There are three parim hanisrapim. That means it's not, no one eats anything. It's all burnt. Par Yom Kippur, par Halav Davar Shel Tzibur, and a par with a kohen. You go and call God, makes a mistake. Those three are not eaten at all. Nobody eats that. They're burnt outside. Okay? So, regarding these three only, pigel be'emurin. If I have a pigel machshava regarding the emurin that are burnt on the inner mizbeach, okay, nispaglu parim, it'll make pigel for the animal, which, by the way, is not even edible because it's burnt. But it's the exact same principle. What? He has a machshava. I can't wait to burn these fats 3 weeks from now. He then goes ahead and eats this animal. He violates pigle. However, biparim, if you make a pigle that you have on condition, I make it a thought, I will eat this animal 2 weeks from now, lo nisfaglu emurin. You will not make the emurin pigle. You cannot create pigle. You know why? Because the animal is not edible. Why is it not edible? Because it's burnt. Okay? Everyone got that? The same principle three times. Now the Gemara says, by the way, who said that? Rabbi Elazar the Amora, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedah. Says the Gemara, Lema Messiahle. Let's prove he's right. Says Rashi, Lema Messiahle le Rabbi Elazar, the Amar, Mispagel. You can have a subject of pigle without there being an object of pigle. We're going to only use the middle case we're never going to discuss. You can make a shalil pigle, right, as she says, kigon, shalil, mora, ubasar haparim. The shalil, the mora, and the basar can be over pigle if you eat them. However, if you want to create pigle with them, it won't work. Right? Why? Because they're not edible. Let's prove from a braisa, a mishnah, that he's right about that. Why? Because there's a machlokes later on. Can there be pigle on karbanos that are not edible? Can there be such a thing? Rav Shimon says, no, there's no such thing. You know why? Because, we haven't really discussed him. It's going to come later. He says, no, there cannot be pigle on karbanos where no one eats anything. You know why? Because the pickle goes out of shalom, and shalom goes edible. But only it can apply by edible things. The Chum obviously argue on that. So, the Shavim, but they both agree, she'em chishev ba'achilas parim, that if she'em chishev ba'achilas parim u'b'srei fasar, that if the machshava that you have is regarding, I can't wait, while I am doing the dam, I can't wait to eat this carbon. I can't wait. I'm so excited to eat this carbon. Or, ubestrei vasan, or, I can't wait to destroy this carbon at the wrong time. Lo asa v'lo klo. That's not pigle. Why is that not pigle? Because you have a machshava to eat something that's not edible. Okay? So far, so good? Good luck. Obviously we did. Right. So now we brought a snippet of a Mishnah. Chutzal Makom, fine. We brought a snippet of a Mishnah that says that even though There's a machlokas. Whether you can have pickle by items that are, by kabbalas that are edible, and obviously the hum that you can, but they'll agree that if the machshava thought is to eat something not edible, that there is no pickle. Let's be medayik from that. What if, my lav, aren't we talking about? My lav, aren't we talking about? Ha chishev be'emurin. But what if you would have a wrong machshava regarding the emurin? Wouldn't that nisad luparim? Wouldn't that render the entire animal pickle? Which, by the way, is exactly what Mawazah said. She sees, right? Again, that's a deal. The Mishnah said, if you have pigle by the animal itself, that doesn't render pigle. Why? Because it's not edible. But doesn't, right? However, if you have pigle by the emurin, it will render the animal pigle, which is exactly what Rebbe Lazar said. So you see, there's a Mishnah that supports Rebbe Lazar. Says the Gemara, law, not true. Not true. Hachishe lo. Hachishe beimurin. If you had a thought regarding beimurin, this paglim or nachmon, it'll render only beimurin pigle, but not the rest of the animal. Okay? That's the correct deal to make. Is Rebbe Lazar right? I have no idea. But this mission is not a right in. Rebbe Lazar said, if you have pigle by the emurin, it renders the entire animal pigle. Does that Mishnah say that? No, Mishnah does not say that. What does that Mishnah say? If you have pigle by the emurin, it renders the emurin pigle. What? There's no chiddush, but we don't want to admit that Rebbe Lazar might be right. So we'll go out of our way to interpret he's not right. Okay, we got to move. Toshma. Let's try to bring another raya. This one, I don't understand. But we'll try to do it together. Parm hanishrafin. Parm hanishrafin. Usi'irim. Or goats that are nishrafin. Hanishrafin. Mole and behen. You can have me'ila on them. Mishe huk dishu. Once you sanctify them. So if I sanctify them, and I take my kid on a goat ride, I have been over me'ila. Mishnishchatu. If I shecht it. Hukshiru lipasel. I now make it ready to be puzzled. How? Bitzvulyom touches it. Or Mikhusa Kippurim. Or Mikhusa Kippurim touches it. Or Belina. It stays overnight. My lav, what do you mean stays overnight? My lav, aren't we talking about Lina's Basar? Aren't we talking about Lina's Basar? That the meat of the carbon stayed overnight? Rashi. My lav, Lina's Basar Katani. She'im lon nifsal, that if it stayed overnight, it becomes puzzle. Hu adin, so too, l'machshevet lina, to have a machshava of lina. You know what a machshava of lina is called? Well, pigle. The fancy way to say pigle. Sheposel es bebasar, that apostles to me. V'nihi nami. Now it's true. Dehecha dechishev abasar atmo. If I have intentions on the meat itself, lo tadak mine. That's not, don't talk to me about that. Tamach shava bedavar darachol lechol boy. I need something edible. Again, if I have mach shava on the meat, it's not edible. Why is it not edible? Because it's going to get burnt. Ubraisel el nami katani behadim. The Braisa said that to perish. Vishavin, but they both agree, she'im chishiv lechol parim, lo asa klum afil lipasal. Miyu, however, Hadaikin mina. Let's bring a riot from this thing about the lina. The machshavas linas emurin, that if I have a machshava on the emurin, mafgeles habasar, it'll win the basar, kirebi alazar. Exactly what he said. So the Gemara says, the answer is, Ushma mina, whatever, lo, ni linas emurin. I'm talking about the lina of the emurin. Yeah, exactly the answer. The lina of the Me'umurim will pass the Me'umurim. Says the Gemara, Hamad Diktani Seifa, but the Seifa of that story in the Ela says, Kulan Marlin Behem Ad Beit Hadeshen, Ad Jiyutach HaBasar, that if there's Me'ila, it gets burnt outside. What gets burnt outside? Only the Basar. So therefore, Mechlal Duration Lina's Basar. If the Seifa is talking about the Basar, Duration is also talking about the Basar. So the Gemara says, no, Ma'iria, who said, Hakid Isa, Vahakid Isa? No. Reisha Be'umurim. The Reish is talking about the Emor, not a kash on me. Seifa, Basar. Seifa is talking about the Basar. Okay? You got that? Okay. Masiv Rabba. Now Rabba is going to bring a kasha against Rebbe Lazar. What Rebbe Lazar say? If you have a machshava on a behema, on a female behema, it'll render the shalil piggle. If you have a machshava on the piggle, it's zero. So he said, right? Elu she'ein mefaglin. These are the following items that cannot create piggle. The ein mefaglin, and they can't be the subject of piggle. All these things are going to be not edible. What are they? Wool. The hair on the goat of a sheep, on the goat, the beard of a goat, it's not edible. Or let hide, not edible. Harotav is not part of the animal. Harkipa is not part of the animal. Halal, the vein in the neck, it's not edible. Hamura is not edible. Hatamos, gizin, karnayim, tefliyim, shalil, bashilya, chalav, hamukdashin. None of that is also included. Ubeitze, torin, eggs, kulon, lo mefaglin, lo mispaglin. Second time the Mishnah says it. That's not piggle. The Ein Chayavan Olav Mishnah Piggle. For the third time, the Brisa says, and there's no piggle. Now, wait a minute. And by the way, there's also no Ser Tamei. There's also no Noser. There's also no Tamei. Balam Mehan Bechutz Putter. Stick it outside the Azara, you're putter. You know why? Because it's not kachim. Wait a minute. Didn't Rabbi Elazar say there is piggle by the ship? What's going on here? My love. What does this mean? Lo Mefaglin Hazevach, Lo Mefaglin Mach Masevach. Doesn't it mean there's no piggle if you want to eat chutz l'mako, and it can't be the subject of piggle if you think about it? But didn't Rabbi Elazar say, chutz l'zman, didn't Rabbi Elazar say that if I have piggle to eat this animal outside the zman, and I eat the shilya, it is piggle? Obviously, he's wrong, because this is a tana from a brisa. The Gemara says, well, he's not wrong. What it means is, what does it mean, mefaglin and pig, mefaglin and misfaglin? What does that mean? It means, lo mefaglin et hazevach, that means what we said it means. What does it mean, v'lo mespaglin? Machmas atman. What does that mean? That if you zrika the dam on the condition to eat these things, chutz l'zman, there will be no pickle. Why not? Because it's no machshav at all. But, if you have, this is exactly what he said, but, if you have the broad intent to eat this animal as a pickle, and you eat the shalil, it'll certainly be pickle. So it's consistent with his shita. Ihachi, if so, why does it say three times? The Hadikani Seifa, Kul Alom Bafaglim Alom Bafaglim Hasulamli. Why is it repeated? So he says, Five times, Ech! 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 Why is it said the third time? Ella, you know why it's repeated? For other reasons. ID, Dibai, Lamithi, Noser, Tame? Why does it teach you that thing? There's no Noser in Tame? Tame, Piggle! We throw Piggle in a third, second time. Hakanami, ID, Dibai, Lamithi, Mailam, and Chut. We want to tell you about going outside. We say it a third time. You're right. No reason. But it's not a kasha on Rebbe Lazar. Rava Amar. Af ananai mitzina. We have a bride that supports it, actually. Hashoche, that's hamukdashin. It's almost like a female behema. Lechol shalil ol shalil yabachutz. To eat the shalil outside, lo pigle. That's not pigle. You know why? Because it's not edible. Hamolek es hatorim. If you want to do malika on the bird. Lechol beiteyeno to eat the egg, bachot, lo pigle. It's not a pigle. Why not? It's not considered part of the animal. V'hadotani, then it says, chalei hamukdashin, the milk, ubeitei torin, or the eggs, ein chayavan le mishum pigle nosev etame.
What about the shalil?
Ha shalil v'shalil chayavan. That would be chayav. What do you see? El olav shma mina, kan, machmas hazevach.
If your intent is on the carbon as a whole,
you're chayav. Kan machmas atman. If your intent is about the specific item which is not edible, it's not piggle. Shma mina. We got it. Right, right. Now, I really wanted to get to the Mishnah, but we just ran out of time. I'm sorry. From here to the Mishnah, same type of idea. That they're going to make a diyuk. If the shalil, what about the mother herself? And that's the diyuk going to be tomorrow. And we'll stop here. So that was very hard. That was the top of the it was a very challenging daf. I had a chance to read it over. I read it four times yesterday, and I still don't think I know it. So we have to really review it, and we'll pick up here tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.